We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Public radio is available to everyone for free, but we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters right now. Thanks.
Give now at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Later on in the show, I'll be featuring a quirky and experimental English band with a knack for writing great hooks, who emerged out of the late 70s punk scene and helped lay the groundwork for the 90s Britpop scene. And on our way there, we'll hear a few tracks from one of the foundational Americana bands, who happen to mostly be from Canada. But for the first half of the show, I'll be focusing on the work of Todd Rundgren, the Philly-born singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer who's had a pretty wild career, fronting rock and prog bands, making records where he plays all the instruments, and producing a seemingly incongruous variety of artists, including Sparks, Grand Funk Railroad, the New York Dolls, Patti Smith, and Meatloaf. But those aren't the artists that we'll hear tonight. Though it's not unanimous, by many accounts, it's said that he can be a difficult producer to work with, sometimes taking control of the sessions and the mixing to shape the projects more to his own vision. Though I think if you're a producer who can play just about every instrument and you have a few legit hits under your belt, it's probably hard to ignore those impulses. All that being said, he didn't produce this first track. George Harrison did. It's by the Welsh band Badfinger, and it's called Suitcase.
It's all inside a game we've been playing so long. Driver, driver, go too fast. Miser, miser, make it last. Butcher, butcher, on the run. It's all inside.
that something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I
only call you a crazy fool. Ain't no mind of one.
The Band with Just Another Whistle Stop from their 1970 album Stage Fright. Back to the top of the show, I started with two Badfinger tracks from their 1971 album Straight Up. First was Suitcase and second was Baby Blue. Badfinger were signed to the Beatles' Apple Records label, and George Harrison was initially going to produce that entire record, but had to bow out early to begin preparing for his concert for Bangladesh. He did produce Suitcase and a few other tracks on the record, and members of Badfinger also ended up performing at the concert for Bangladesh, as well as on John Lennon's Imagine album, George's All Things Must Pass, and on Ringo's single It Don't Come Easy. The producer who was brought in to finish that record was Todd Rundgren, and we heard tracks he was involved with for the rest of the set, starting with Baby Blue by Badfinger. After that was Todd's early band called Naz with the track Open My Eyes from their 1968 self-titled debut album, and following that was the Psychedelic Furs with their hit song Love My Way from their 1982 album Forever Now. Rundgren produced that record, and he played that iconic mallet percussion part on the track. It's hard to say for sure what it is, either a marimba or a xylophone, or maybe both. And after that was back to Naz with Forget All About It, from their 1969 album called Naz Naz. And then we got to everybody's favorite prog soul duo, Daryl Hall and John Oates, with Is It a Star? From their Rundgren-produced 1974 album called War Babies. And that's Todd on lead guitar there, too. Their next record had Sarah Smile, and that set them on the course to become the huge pop stars they eventually became. So then we got to Todd's solo career with the classic track Hello, It's Me, from his 1972 double LP called Something, Anything. Todd also engineered the band's album, Stage Fright, at the Woodstock Playhouse in Woodstock, New York. And that catches us up to the track Just Another Whistle Stop. So Rundgren mixed the record too, but then Glenn Johns made a second mix, and then Rundgren allegedly made a third mix with the band, and it all got so confused that nobody knows which mixes made it to the final pressing of the record. Okay, I'll have a couple more band songs and a bit more Rundgren for you on the other side of this short break.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. This leaves most counties with little or no access to local news and information, and even more are at risk of losing their last local news source. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to this station.
Support the news and information you rely on. Donate now at wjffradio.org.
I'm Aaron Bendich. Join me for Borscht Beat, the Jewish music show on Radio Catskill. Each week I share rare, forgotten, and classic recordings from Jewish musical traditions across multiple generations, from Yiddish folk songs to instrumental klezmer, Yiddish theater, and contemporary performances. It's a grand tour of many musical landscapes. That's Borscht Beat, an hour of Jewish music in the Catskills, Sunday afternoons at 1 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. Here's one of the band's last great tracks with their original lineup. This is Acadian Driftwood.
Acadian Driftwood, Canadian cold front, rolling in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. Then some return to the motherland. The high command had them cast away, and some stayed on to finish what they started. They never parted, they're just built that way.
We had kin living south of the border. They're a little stakes, children, and come on down.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian coal front, moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man wanna leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare, all we had was gone. Broke down along the coast, oh, but what hurt the most? When the people there said, you better keep moving on. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold.
Everlasting summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf, this ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain.
Oh, we're worse than the sugar fields up from New Orleans. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home.
Thank you.
That was XTC with No Language in Our Lungs, featured on their 1980 record called Black Sea. And up at the top of this back half, we had two songs that feature all three lead voices of the band. First was Acadian Driftwood from their 1975 record Northern Lights, Southern Cross. and second was Time to Kill, which jumped back to 1970's Stage Fright album, produced by Todd Rundgren. And then for our last Rundgren-related track of the night, you heard Earn Enough for Us by XTC from their 1986 classic called Skylarking. And after that was No Language in Our Lungs. Andy Partridge was not the only songwriter at XTC, but he usually wrote the majority of the songs for their records. He's also a painter and a producer, and he has that unique gift of synesthesia, where the senses overlap with one another, often resulting in musical keys or chords, triggering the image or feeling of unique colors, shortening the gap between the arts of composing and painting. And you might hear something of that in this last track by XTC called Wrapped in Gray, from their 1992 album called Nonsuch. This track also features Connect the Dots' favorite Dave Maddox on drums. If you're a regular listener, you've also heard him on this show, backing Fairport Convention, Nick Drake, Brian Eno, Sandy Denny, and Richard and Linda Thompson. Okay, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Electronic Hairpieces here on WJFF Radio Catskill.
Thank you. Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting. Because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Winter hours online at therestorejville.com. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper serving four counties along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you.
I'm Cassie of Rare Pair Radio. It's a weekly showcase of primarily female artists, but also a wide range of avant-garde musicians, the fruit of post-punk, experimental, and fringe music.
Your eyes are set on stars. I love to see you shine because you really blow my mind.
Rare Pair Radio, Friday at 8 p.m.
Your heart beats like a drum, hammers when you